At its meeting on 15 August, the Parliament of Ukraine adopted the law approving the presidential decree on extension of the period of martial law in Ukraine until 21 November 2022 and the law approving the presidential decree on extension of the period of general mobilization. The first document states that the period of martial law in Ukraine shall be extended from 5:30 on 23 August 2022 for 90 days. It is noted that the adoption of this law will contribute to the adoption of adequate measures aimed at repelling the armed aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine. The second law shall extend the general mobilization from 23 August 2022 for 90 days. The implementation of the law will require additional expenditures on the state budget. During the full-scale war, MPs extended martial law, not for 30 days but for 90, straight away for the second time. This is the maximum possible period of extension of martial law, but the number of extensions is not limited. In addition, the Verkhovna Rada adopted today a resolution calling on the UN, the European Union, the European Council, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, the parliaments, and governments of the International Atomic Energy Agency member states to condemn the Russian nuclear terrorism at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The Verkhovna Rada calls on the parliaments and governments of the International Atomic Energy Agency member states to recognize the actions of the Russian Federation, the occupation of the ZNPP, mining and shelling its territory, as a danger to the safe existence of the world in an act of nuclear terrorism, reads the resolution. The parliament also called on the UN, European institutions, and the IAEA to impose sanctions on the entire Russian nuclear industry, in particular, the Rosatom State Corporation and its subsidiaries located in the territory of the Russian Federation and abroad, as well as on Russian individuals who are managers of this corporation and its subsidiaries. Bodin Marushiak,